It is 10 a.m. on February 8th, 2022. Sorry, I don't want to go back to 2020. And we're meeting in Suite 303. I'll do the pledge. Let's ask everybody to rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'd like to excuse Commissioner Stevenson as he is in Washington, D.C. for the Wasatch Front Regional Council. All right, let's go down to informational items real quick. We have a Davis County Employee 2022 disclosure statements have received and retained. I'll turn that over to Heidi.
Thank you. As we do every year, the list of conflicts disclosures have been sent to departments. It's required pursuant UCA 1716A7. Those have been received and signed where conflicts do exist, and they are retained in the clerk auditor's office for the next 5 years.
I need to excuse Curtis Koch as well, and Heidi Wardeckers is in her place. Get my words straight today. All right, well, now I'll go to public comments. Anybody from the public would like to come forward? Ask, they have 3 minutes to introduce themselves and whatever they would like to address us by.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Rhonda Perks. I am here on behalf of Congressman Chris Stewart today. I have a short update just by way of information. Anyone that follows the federal budget, which I'm sure everyone does.
I just know that we're getting deeper and deeper in debt.
We are up against a, funding runs out next week because we're on a CR. It looks like unfortunately, we're going to be aiming for a longer CR, which is not obviously anything that we would typically aim for, but right now it's kind of where we're at. The biggest complaints that Congressman Stewart has with these continuing resolutions on budget is that it just does not do justice to military funding. And it makes it really difficult for military installations, which we have several here in the state. So, but right now, with the gridlock that there is in Washington, that's kind of where we're at on that. We're expecting maybe to be called back into session next week, which they're not scheduled to vote next week, but we're thinking that maybe they are going to call that so that they can vote on that CR next week. So I'll keep you posted on that. And then some of you know that there was a huge bill that did pass Congress this past week. None of the Utah delegation voted for it, but it had to do with China. And it just had so much of what Congressman Stewart would consider just nonsensical things in it. And it took out some riders that we felt like we're good for our military, and those were out. So nobody in the Utah delegation voted for that, but it did pass the House. So I will keep you posted on that as well. I'm sorry I don't have any good news today, but that's, again, where we're at. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for letting me come.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Now we'll go down to the public hearing, clerk auditor's office. So
I move that we open the public hearing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll turn the time over to Chief Clerk Auditor Heidi Vorodex.
Thank you, Commissioners. Most of the items on this budget amendment request dated February 8th are related to 2021 one-time projects, capital projects that are spanning both budget years. So many of these requests are to roll funding from 2021 to 2022, those remaining balances. The first item is in the Health Department, and it is an increase in wages of $100,000. If you will recall, we did a budget amendment back on January 18th to apply $2.8 million of SLUFRF, State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, to the Health Department in Fund 80. We transferred the wage line item from Fund 15 to Fund 80. The $800,000 was tied to $1 million project for the clinic capacity that had already been awarded, but they were anticipating only spending $200,000. Now they anticipate that project will take $300,000, and so they're reducing that amount. So this is a true up. So that full amount for 2021 SLUFREF COVID mitigation is going to be 2.7 instead of the 2.8. So that's what that $100,000 does. In the Tourism Fund, Fund 18, this is a roll of a 2021 approved item, which is Contract 2020-610 for the North Canyon Trailhead. That project will be conducted in 2022. In Fund 23, the Library Fund, rolling 2021 funding. I believe this is for the CLEF grant of $31,000. Okay. Josh. So it was it's a grant tied to e-materials that's been extended through September of 2022, and that amount is $31,254. Rolling a software project that is occurring in the library of $101,145. In Public Works, rolling a vehicle budget, so vehicles that came in late in the year, and those improvements are going to occur in 2022. $10,814. Flood projects tied to the Howard Slough project, $25,800, and $390,000 for the Holmes Creek project. And those are the remaining balances for those projects. The next item is in Fund 42. This is our debt service, our construction draws, and this is the remaining balances for the architect, construction, FF&E, and computer equipment on the Clearfield Library build. Total for those four items is $1,308,760, and that's the remaining amount that's available to draw on those funds. So we're allowing that budget in 2022 so we can close out that project. In Fund 47, this is a new request of $200,000. I'm not sure who's aware, but we are working on putting out an RFP for some construction at the Legacy Event Center for an expansion. This is $200,000 that would be expended out of fund balance to get the project kicked off for the architecture services in advance of that debt issuance and that RFP process. In Fund 61, $41,813 for a vehicle that was wrecked in 2021. We received insurance funds to replace it. That replacement will occur in 2022. And our state and local fiscal recovery funds. This is that project that I referred to in the very first item, the clinic remodeled down at the health department building in Clearfield. Rolling the remaining balance for that of $119,332. That allows $300,000 for that entire remodel, recognizing the state and local fiscal recovery funds that are coming in, and then reducing the wages amount that was originally allocated. So total net change to the 2022 budget for all of these is a use of existing funds of $2,709,586.
Right. Open up for public comment, if there's any. Okay, seeing none.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
And then we'll move down to the next action item, action clerk auditor, which we just reviewed, so.
Yep. Anything else that you want to say about that, Heidi?
I think so. I think that was
Yeah. So I move approval of the additional 2022 budget appropriations and adjustments to revenues, including the consulting services funded by the state and local fiscal recovery funds, or the acronym SLUFREF. The terms are the financial decrease in a decreased amount of $2,709,586, as Heidi stated, beginning February 8th of 2022 to December 31st of 2022.
All right, I'll second that. Is that a motion? Yep. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we'll move down to business and action items. Ashley could not make it today as she is ill, and I'll take care of those. Ask that we move approval of amendments to interlocal agreement with Animal Services for Syracuse City for the 2022 calendar year obligation, Davis County, for capital projects funds regarding the shelter, receivable in the amount of $98,704.57, beginning 1-1-2022, ending 12-31-2022. Then we have an acceptance of the summary list of adoptions for January 2022, receivable in the various amounts, beginning 1-1-2022, ending 1-31-2022. And I move approval of those.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then I am presenting again. We were asked to move approval to the appointment of Davis County Planning Manager Jeff Euler as Davis County proxy at the Heights Creek Irrigation Annual Meeting of Stockholders on February 19th, 2022, beginning 2-8-2022, ending on 2-19-2022. I'm looking for a second.
Yeah, the terms.
The terms are, we're just appointing Jeff to the as a proxy to vote.
Oh, just for that short time. Okay, that makes sense. Very good. I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Ken Anderson is not able to join us, and I will ask Commissioner Kamala to do these ones.
I'll take a turn. Thank you. All right. So number five on the agenda from the Legacy Event Center is an agreement for with the Sanderson Wrestling Academy, and it is for the wrestling summer camp. Receivable is $2,268.90. The terms begin June 29th of 2022, ending July 2nd of 2022. Number six is a contract with Joseph Deutsch for the Scrapefest car show. Deutsch is a German word, and it means German. That's kind of cool to see. So from Legacy Event Center, again, the contract for the Scrapefest car show. This is kind of a fun one, huh, Rhonda? The receivable amount is $3,351.70. And the beginning date is April 23rd, 2022, ending April 24th of 2022. So great to have all these events coming back also at the Legacy Event Center. This agreement is the contract with Utah Avalanche, one of the soccer clubs, for the President's Cup soccer tournament. And this tournament draws teams from Utah and the surrounding states. And I know all about it because I spent many years going. The receivable amount is $5,356. Terms begin August 29th of 2022, ending September 5th of 2022.
Is that August as well? Yeah, it's August.
Did I say it wrong?
Yep.
Yeah, August. Oh, well, okay, it's just wrong on my paper. So, from August 29, 2022, okay. And it goes just several days, because President's Cup is over the Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
That's how I know.
Got it.
Yeah, all the holidays when you're a soccer mom. let's see, this is the last one for this group from Community and Economic Development. Number eight is a contract with Rocky Mountain Gun Show for the Gun and Ammo Show. this receivable totals $5,191.20, and these dates begin August 10th of 2022 through August 14th of 2022. And I move approval.
And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. We'll turn this next item over to Commissioner Kamala as well. Director Hatch presenting the following.
Yes, happy to present for him. He's in more meetings. So this contract is from, it's an amendment, is from the Family Health Services, represents the maternal and child health for fiscal year 2021, amendment 4, adding the second quarter funding for FFY 2022. The receivable is an additional $23,807. The terms begin January 1st of 2022. Ending September 30th of 2022, and I move approval.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving down to our library director, Josh Johnson, presenting. Josh. Yeah, thanks for being here, Josh. Everybody's sickness or legislature.
I feel like there's some crickets. Okay, so
I'll try to be quick. Some of these are pretty simple. There's a summary list of low-dollar contracts that I sign that are below the $3,000 in the amount of $200. Most of these are programming contracts. They don't cost a lot of money. There's actually some in there that don't cost any money, which we like. So.
And I'll just state the terms beginning November 6th of 21, ending March 29th of 2022.
We have a summary list of donation of books and materials over $50. Usually what happens is someone will bring in a box of books. And we, as a reminder, we use the amount of money we'd make on them in the book sale so that we can meet with the county's policy. So when we see the list of those, they're really just a box of books that someone's donated usually. So the amount is that's from October of 2021 to December of 2021, and it looks as though it's $1,103.50. Which, let's see. So we also have a couple of amendments. This is regarding the a land transaction that happened in 2018 regarding the library that the library that we used to have versus the library that we just built in Clearfield. One of them is an amendment to the library lease agreement. That amendment let's switch those. It's the purchase and sale agreement. That one, the CRDA that's owned by Clearfield City is reimbursing us for $100,000 because they're keeping the boiler in the old building. It was never anticipated that the building would be sold, so there's a little bit of change here. We appreciate everything that everyone in the county's done to help us get to this point. It's been about a year that we've worked on this. And they will continue to be responsible for hazardous materials as we find them. So the other agreement is an amendment.
As they find them.
They've already, whatever's found is found. So.
Okay, great.
There's also an amendment to the library lease agreement. Originally, we had a year to be out of the building before it was demolished. The change in the contract for the land swap also gives us the opportunity not to demolish the building, but that also changes the lease agreement so that we need to be out by March 31st. So, which we are pretty much ready to be out.
Yes.
So I think that covers all of them.
Yes, and the terms on 12 and 13 are the same. They begin December 11th of 2018, so long ago, before Commissioner Stevenson and I were even in office, ending March 31st of 2022, when we'll be out and it's all
right.
Official.
Right? It's anticipated any of the funds that they owe us based on the contract will be given to us before then.
Okay. That is great. Thank you, Josh. I move approval of items 10 through 13 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Public Works Director Adam Wright.
I'm presenting item 14. This is for the approval of the amendment to the Standard Design Professional Services contract with Horrocks Engineers, amending the date in which the remaining services are required, terms beginning 2/8/2022 to 12/31/2023, and this is for that Holmes Creek project with continuing work on it. This is for engineering oversight for that continued work.
Yeah, that's good. And the amending date goes from December 31st of 2021 to now that final December 31st, 2023. Yeah, great. Thanks. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Just wanted to put that out there. Item number 15 is ratification for disclosure of lobbying activities and program narrative with the United States Department of Justice. This is for the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding Program, and the terms on that are starting April 21 of 2021. Item number 16 is to ratify a project extension request for the United States Department of Justice again. This is to use the remaining funding from the Coronavirus Emergency Program grant. That would be a receivable in the amount of $3,734.17, begins February 2nd of 2022 through May 31st of 2022.
So this is a reimbursement grant.
It's a reimbursement grant initially for $58,008, and we ran out of time before we could finish it out, so they're allowing us an extension to use the remaining funds.
Wonderful. I move approval of items 15 and 16 as presented.
All in favor?
Aye. I move approval of the commission meeting minutes for January 11th of 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. I move that we recess to our Board of Equalization duties.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Heidi.
Thank you. The property tax register dated February 8th, 2022 has the following auditor's adjustments. A recommendation to approve an exemption for personal property at Susie's Senior Companionship Services. And then 11 total corrections, 10 that are tied to tax abatements for veterans for 2021, and one that is granting the residential exemption to a property owner in 2021. The total of those 11 abatements is $12,411.30. There are no treasurer adjustments, no assessor adjustments.
Very good. Thank you, Heidi. I move approval of the property tax register as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. As a reminder,
I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
That's right.
Good times.
On second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good times. That one last little bit. All right. As a reminder, the February 15th, 2022 commission meeting has been canceled, as it is our National Association of Counties meetings in Washington, D.C., our LEDGE conference. And so two of the three commissioners will be there. Commissioner Stevenson is already there in Washington, so he'll be back this next week. Me and Commissioner Kamalo will go back for our conference there. We'll open it up to our clerk auditor and attorney if there are any comments.
I actually do have a comment this week. We have a number of fantastic employees throughout the county. Today I'd like to just highlight, you know, some. Troy received a letter today or yesterday from a local law enforcement agent just wanting to thank our investigative team. So Chief Craig Webb, Captain Brent Baggs, and Lieutenants Brian Purdy, Drake Ham, John Herndon, and Tim Cottrell. And basically he just sent Troy a letter expressing his appreciation for the support that they give them on their investigations, for their high-level expertise and assistance. And I don't want to read the whole letter, but to paraphrase, basically say, hey, they're willing to help us on various different types of felony cases. And, you know, in particular, Chief Webb and Captain Baggs are answering phone calls and questions at all hours of the day and night, never showing any annoyance. And this individual concludes with this. These are only a few examples from over the years. I can honestly say that all of these men have played a major role in my training and growth as a detective and a supervisor. And I cannot express enough what a critical law enforcement asset they are in Davis County. All of them should be commended for the professionals they are. Again, I just want to also express my appreciation. They are fantastic individuals. They work very hard. And I know we have several other of these types of employees throughout Davis County, and I just thought it'd be good to recognize them today. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Heidi.
That was great to hear. No comment on the clerk auditor's side.
Commissioner Kamalo.
Boy, I'll just add that. I saw that letter that Troy had forwarded, and they are an amazing team, and they do very difficult work to contribute to the safety and even the rescues of folks in our very county. So there's a lot of work that people don't realize necessarily for prevention, and also to decriminalize what is going on here. I say that not that the what happens to them isn't decriminalized, but to take care of crime, to take it away from our county, to take care of it. It's such a big deal. Let's see. I think I'm just going to say that we had our Board of Health meeting this morning. It's a fantastic and a very important board. In the Utah Code, Title 26, there is authority given to public health. It's actually, we've learned a lot about public health in the last couple of years. And the authority for everything that public health does comes in state code. and you can find it in that title 26. I've gone back and referred to that here and there over the last couple of years, and so grateful that we have that law to protect our community and the public health. But also just want to point out that the Board of Health is comprised of several different disciplines by law. And so we have an exceptional group of people who serve on the Board of Health. And our attorney, Neil, also is there with us and witnesses that work. They do have policy-making authority. And we've been able to see some of that in action over the last couple of years. Again, to respond, to prevent problems in public health and in the community. So we had a little bit of a change. Well, it'll come before the commission, so we'll mention that when it comes before the commission, who will do an appointment. But every so often, there's a change in the Board of Health, and there is one position where I can express thanks to Mayor Lewis, who has been serving, I believe it was 7 years, on the Board of Health. And he was recognized this morning in that meeting, as well as just a lot of other updates and a lot of other information that the Board of Health needs to be aware of and stay up with. So anyway, grateful. Want to point out that that group exists by state law, and we have a good one.
Very good. I don't have any comments, so this meeting is adjourned.